And now we talk with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate girls golf team, Coach Jeff Perrault. And Coach, you're able to get a round in. And first of all, how was the weather in Fergus Falls?
Well, we were in Park Rapids.
Oh, Park Rapids, sorry.
And the weather wasn't bad. I mean, we had sun and some warm, but the wind was an issue. You know, we had some 15 to 25 mile an hour winds at times. But you know, that course is pretty well protected. So you know, I don't think they affected us quite as much as, you know, if we were on a course that didn't have that covering like that. But yeah, it was a good day for the Pirates and a nice day to golf.
Yeah, you turned sixth place finish and well below 400, and you had overall just a pretty solid outing, as you said.
Yeah, I think 387. I think that's been our best team score, darn close this year. Three girls sub 100, and the other girls were hovering right around 100. You know, so overall, as far as team effort, you know, it was a good one.
Kaylee Klassen led you with a 91, and it looked like she had four pars on the front nine and had a pretty good round.
Yeah, she really did. She said everything was feeling pretty good today. She was real good off the tee, and you know, putting was good. I know on she went on a little string there of bogeys that she wasn't real happy with, but overall, you know, one of her better rounds. She likes this course. I think she has her personal best at this course, which is like 88, I want to say. So not too far off of that. Good day for her.
Then Hallie Nicholas, she turned in a 97, and she had a few pars, a bunch of bogeys, and how'd she golf?
Yeah, you know, good. I know that towards the end, I think she had four or five holes to go. She was complaining a little bit of some stomach issues and wasn't feeling the best, you know. So, but she gutted it out and posted a score that she was pretty happy with. You know, under 100 on that course with the windy conditions. She was definitely pleased. You know, I saw her hit some nice golf shots today. So, you know, I think she's starting to find her game, and that's good. Good for the Pirates.
Addie Fee was right behind her with a 98. She had, three pars and a bunch of bogeys?
Yeah, and you know, she continues to struggle just a little bit with the short game. You know, she doesn't have any issues off the tee, it seems like. She hits the ball well. You know, she's been on the green in regulation a lot. It's, you know, once she gets up on that green, she's been having some issues a little bit. So, again, we haven't had a ton of good practice time, and she could really benefit from that. You know, today asking her, you know, she tipped the ball too much. You know, she was close to the green and then, you know, would put it over and that kind of thing. So that adds to your score pretty quickly. But overall, you know, not bad. You know, I think, you know, she has 80 in her bag. It's going to come soon, I think.
Yep. Then you had Ava Martin with a 101, and she had, one par? And just it looked like a couple of holes really made that score go up a little higher than she wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I look at pretty much all the scorecards, there were some sevens, you know, and some eights, or at least a few, but a lot of sevens I saw. You know, those, we can easily bring our score into that 370 range, which is our next goal as a team, you know, by just getting those sevens off the scorecard. You know, we don't want anything higher than a six, and if we can do that, then we're doing very well as a team.
And then Georgia Sanders, she was right behind with a 102 and had a couple pars, but again, just a few sevens came back to hurt her.
Yeah, and I think, you know, on the back side, I think she three-putted like five of the nine holes, you know, so she would like to redo that because she's a better putter. You know, we just don't want to see three putts. And if she doesn't, she's easily in the 90s and you know, a bit happier with the outcome.
Then the final one was Morgan Nelson. She shot a 105 and had a couple of pars, but then I'm sure just around she wasn't happy with.
Yeah, she wasn't. I mean, I walked with her for a while and she was not hitting the ball poorly. You know, she did have a few shots here and there that she wasn't satisfied with. But again, it's those big numbers. You know, I think she had, I don't know, four, maybe five sevens on the card. You know, if you get rid of those, you know, you're down in a hurry. And she, we know that she can shoot in the 90s on this course. Just wasn't her day, and you know, she'll regroup, and I know she'll be better moving forward.
It's amazing how you can golf well, but it's just a couple holes can really leave a sour taste in your mouth.
Yeah, it's and you just go, gosh, if you could just do that hole over, or you know that a couple of shots there that hurt me, you know. That happens all the time, and you know, the players that can you know, put it behind them the fastest and not worry about it and things move forward and just to concentrate on that next shot. You know, they're the ones that usually are more successful.
Yeah. Well, Coach, thanks for talking with us. And you have another meet on
Wednesday. We go to Bemidji and then we host a little scramble thing on Thursday. So yeah, it's a busy week, but you know, hopefully that weather will cooperate with us.
Key word there, or key phrase, weather cooperates. So that's been the big one here this spring. So Coach, thanks for talking with us.
All right. Thank you. Have a good